WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, distractions are like those super clingy friends who just won't take a hint. They pop up when you least expect it, whispering sweet nothings about cat videos and that inbox overflowing with emails. Ever felt like your brain is on a permanent shuffle playlist, jumping from one thought to the next? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're tackling this beast head-on. We're diving deep into how to stay focused and concentrated even when distractions are throwing a full-blown party in your head. Get ready to reclaim your focus and crush your goals. Okay, first things first. Why is staying focused so darn important? Think about it. When you're laser-focused, you're not just getting stuff done, you're actually enjoying the process. You feel that sense of accomplishment, that sweet dopamine rush that keeps you motivated and engaged. Plus, focus leads to better quality work, which means less stress, more efficiency, and a whole lot of yay me. So, how do we beat those pesky distractions? Let's break it down. Number 1. Create your own distraction-free zone. You know that feeling when you walk into a library and suddenly all the noise just melts away. We need to replicate that at home or work. Turn off notifications on your phone, yes, even social media. Shut down unnecessary tabs on your computer and let those around you know that you need some serious headspace. Think of it like building a mini sanctuary for your brain, a sacred space where focus reigns supreme. Next up, time blocking. Ever heard of this magic trick? It's basically scheduling specific blocks of time for different tasks. So instead of just saying, I'll work on that project later, you say, from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., I'm dedicated solely to conquering this email mountain. It gives your brain a clear roadmap and helps you stay on track. Plus, it feels so much more satisfying to check off those time blocks as you go. Number 3. The power of the mini break. You know that feeling when you're staring at your computer screen for hours, your eyes are blurry, and your brain is about ready to shut down. Time for a quick reset. Take a 5-minute break every hour stretch, walk around, grab a glass of water, or just close your eyes and breathe deeply. These mini breaks keep your energy levels up and prevent burnout so you can come back refreshed and ready to tackle more. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Those sneaky little temptations that pop up whenever we need to focus. You know, like that cat video on YouTube or that email from your friend who just wants to chat. Here's the secret weapon. Pre-planning. Before you start working, decide what tasks absolutely require zero distractions and designate them as sacred time. During those periods, silence your phone, close unnecessary tabs, and even tell people you're unavailable for a few focus hours. It's like giving yourself permission to say, nope, I'm in focus mode now. Last but not least, celebrate your wins. When you successfully power through a distraction-filled day, give yourself a pat on the back. Did you finish that project? Celebrate it. Did you stay focused during that crucial meeting? High five. Recognizing your accomplishments keeps you motivated and reinforces the positive habit of staying focused. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a talented writer who was constantly battling distractions. Emails would pop up, her phone would buzz with notifications, and suddenly she'd be down a rabbit hole of online shopping or browsing social media. One day, she decided to implement these focus hacks. She created a dedicated workspace, blocked out specific times for writing, and even put her phone in another room during those focus hours. Guess what? Sarah felt a huge difference. She was able to complete her work more efficiently with higher quality, and she actually started enjoying the writing process again. Remember, staying focused isn't about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices and practicing consistency. It's about creating a system that works for you and celebrating your successes along the way. So go forth, banish those distractions, and get things done. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little focus boost. Leave us a review, Tell us your biggest distraction struggles in the comments or join our community on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay fired up and keep crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.